All right, Matt Mathado back out here at the mark. Jacoby leads it off. A little flare to left field, and that'll drop in front of Cassandra Casper. And Jenna Jacoby on with a leadoff single. 6-0 Merrill leads it, top of the fourth inning here from the mark. All right, so it's Jacoby, Drager, and Donahue here. And that was Marshfield's first hit of the afternoon. All right, so Krieger in there now with Jacoby on first. And Drager at the plate. Drager hits it to right field. Johnson back on it off the fence. And she will pick it up. Jacoby rounding third. Jacoby will score. And in there with a triple is Emily Drager. And it is now 6-1 Merrill. So Drager knocks it to... Knocks it to right field over Johnson's head. Gets an RBI as Jacoby motors it home all the way from first. And that'll bring up Megan Donahue. 6-1 Merrill leads it as we play the top of the fourth. And Drager on at third with nobody out. Here's Krieger's first pitch. And Donahue right back to the pitcher. Krieger doubles her off at third as they get it to Lindsay Casper in time. So a double play as Donahue lined out to the pitcher. And... Drager got caught leading off too far at third, and just like that, there's two outs. So that one goes 1-5, and there's two outs here in the top of the fourth and a 6-1 Merrill lead. Lexi Dupuy up there for Marshfield. She grounded out to Lindsay Casper her first time out. Up. Here's Krieger's pitch. Dupuy hits it to right center. It's going to get over Belfiore's head. Belfiore gets it back into Ives. Ives to Bunnell, not in time, and it's a two-out double for Lexi Dupuy. So Marshfield's starting to hit the ball now. So Dupuy with a two-out double. That'll bring up Edie. Let's say Edie up there. And she grounded out to Bunnell, her first time up here with two outs. 6-1 Merrill leads it top of the fourth. And she pops it up right side. LaMonica, does she have a play? No. That one gets out of play. All right, so it's 0-1 on the Marshfield Tiger right fielder, Edie, here. Here's Krieger's 0-1 pitch, and Edie swings and misses it just like that. It's 0-2. The Blue Jays, I think Marshfield's got their attention now. They've been knocking the snot out of the ball here in the top half of the fourth inning. Here's Krieger's 0-2 pitch, and swing and a miss. And that will end the inning, but not before the Tigers get one run on three hits. They leave one. There are no errors. And at the end of 3 1/2 innings of play, it is Merrill 6, Marshfield 1. We'll be back with the bottom of the fourth in 1 minute. You listen to Blue Jay softball here on Patriot Country AM 730, WJMT, and online at WJMT730.com. All right, Matt Mathado back out here at the mark. It'll be Ives, Bunnell, and LaMonica here for Merrill in the bottom half of the fourth. They lead it 6-1. And the first pitch to Ives was a strike, so it's 0-1 on her. Here's the 0-1 delivery. That one's inside. And it is even up on Leona Ives, who this afternoon, 0-2, popped out to the catcher and struck out looking back in the first. And here's Donahue's 1-1 offering to Ives. Ives hits it on the ground, past second base, into center field for a leadoff single for Leona Ives. And the Blue Jays get their seventh hit of the afternoon. That'll bring up Maddox Bunnell. And Bunnell flew out to center field and grounded out to the shortstop. 0-2 this afternoon. 6-1 Merrill leads it. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. Ives with a leadoff single here in the bottom of the fourth. Here's Bunnell's first pitch to Bunnell. She tries a bunt, and they try picking off Ives, who is leading off first base a little bit there. She gets back in time. And... and they will say Bunnell went around on the bunt, so that is a strike, and it's 0-1 on her. So 0-1 on the Blue Jays shortstop here. And Pinnell lays down a bunt again. This one goes foul, though. It's charging in was the third baseman, Dupuy. Didn't go too far. Went up in the air a little bit for Pinnell. Then it dropped about, 5 feet in front of the plate and spun into foul territory. So it's 0-2 on Maddox Pinnell. All right, here's the 0-2 pitch here to Maddox Pinnell. And here's the pitch, and inside, and it's 1-2 on Pinnell. And here's a 1-2 offering from Donahue to Pinnell. Pinnell pops it up, left side. It's into foul territory and just drops as Muse cannot get over there. And that one barely just dropped foul. Muse, I don't think Muse saw that one because she was a couple of feet behind, in front of that ball. And so it'll stay 1-2. I think Muse might have lost it there. Anyway, another chance here for the Blue Jays. Here's Pinnell as she gets new life here at 1-2. Here's a 1-2 offering to Pinnell. And she swings and misses. And Pinnell is the fourth strikeout victim this afternoon for Donahue. All right, Chelsea LaMonica will come back up. Had a home run last inning. Reached on an error back in the first with a run scored. Here's the first pitch to LaMonica. LaMonica, couple of two hopper over to shortstop. On to second for one, but they can't turn two. And so Leona Ives is thrown out at second. And that'll bring up a fielder's choice for LaMonica. Callie Oberg up now for Merrill, who leads it 6-1. We're in the bottom of the fourth, two outs, and LaMonica the base runner at first. Oberg walked both times up this afternoon. Here's Donahue's first pitch to her, and LaMonica thinks about running, but then decides better of it and gets back to first base. And Donahue with the 0-1 offering to Oberg, high. Again, LaMonica making Drager think about trying to pick her off at first, but gets back in time. And here's Donahue's 1-1 offering. That one's low. Nice stop by Drager in the dirt. And that'll make it 2-1 here on the Blue Jay catcher. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Oberg swings and misses, and it's quickly 2-2 on her. Here's the 2-2 pitch from Donahue, low and inside, and Oberg has run the count full here. Full count pitch here from Donahue to Oberg. Slaps the line drive to right field. It gets down. LaMonica slows around second, but will get into third. And now the Blue Jays have runners at the corners as Oberg goes the opposite field to right field and gets a two-out single. So that'll put LaMonica on third here. All right, so I bring up Kelsey Belfiore. Belfiore 0-2 this afternoon. Reached on an error and flew out to center field back in the third inning. 6-1 Blue Jays lead at bottom of the fourth, two outs, two on, with runners at the corners. First pitch to Belfiore is in there for a strike, and it's 0-1 on Belfiore. All right, Donahue taking her time now. And now she's ready with the 0-1 pitch. And Belfiore out in front of that one, and it's 0-2 quickly on her. All right, Maddie Weix again is the courtesy runner for Oberg. And now Donahue up in the count here, 0-2. Here's enough, the 0-2 pitch. Belfiore slaps it left side, gets through on the ground, and that gets an RBI home as LaMonica scores, and it's 7-1 Blue Jays. So Belfiore gets an RBI single through the left side of the infield. LaMonica scores, and the Blue Jays get that run back, and it's 7-1 now. All right, Cassandra Casper up. Had a single and a strikeout the last time. Here's the first pitch from Donahue. Casper a little behind that one, and it's 0-1. 7-1, Merrill leads it. We're in the bottom of the fourth here at the mark. All right, here's the 0-1 pitch to Cassandra Casper. That one's low. Nice block there by Drager. As Belfiore's the runner at first, Maddie Weix is the runner at second. Cassandra Casper up at the plate. It's a 1-1 count to her. 7-1, Merrill leads it. We're in the bottom of the fourth. Donahue's 1-1 pitch. Casper fouls it off to straight back, and that'll make the count 1-2 on her. Here's a 1-2 pitch to Casper. Pops it up on the infield, playable for Roberts. She makes the catch. That ends the inning for the Blue Jays, but they get one run on three hits. No errors, two left, and after four innings of play, the score is Merrill 7, Marshfield 1. We'll be back with the top of the fifth in 1 minute. Listen to Blue Jays softball here on Patriot Country AM 730 WJMT and online at WJMT730.com.